Long ago, I didn't know nothing about Jesus and his love. I'd heard about it, but never felt it. This power which came from above. When in my life of sin, I could no longer stand, I asked Jesus, Lord, what is your plan? He said, you must be, can't you see, you've got to be born again. Hi, welcome to Freedom in Christ Teaching Ministry, where iron sharpeneth iron. I'm Evangelist Sybil A. Wills, servant of the Most High God. Today we're going to study about being born again. In the light of the fact that in this day and time, many people call themselves Christians, it is apparent to me that most do not know how to be born again. We all claim to follow the Bible, but all of us do not do all that is written. We tend to hold to our traditional upbringing in our religious beliefs, and that is a very dangerous thing. The Bible says, full well you reject the commandments of God, that ye may keep your own traditions. You'll find that in Matthew 15:9, Mark 7:7-9-13. Now remember, the religious leaders and their followers crucified Jesus for their religious beliefs and traditions, and they thought they were right, but we know better. Well, the same thing is going on today. Those spirits that taunted them into doing what they did is still moving today. I find it strange that we all claim to know God, but we can't come to an understanding on certain issues, which to me is very plain and not confusing in the scriptures. One of those issues is how to be born again. If you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you are a believer, and ye have done well. But you cannot just stay a believer. You must become a son or daughter of God. And to become this, you must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus how to be born again in St. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. And it reads as thus. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins since ye believed? If you have, you are born of the water. Have you received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues since you believed? If you have, you are born of the Spirit. For some scriptures for you to read concerning the questions that I just asked, you can read Acts 2:4, Acts 2:38, Acts 8:12, Acts 8:14-17, Acts 8:35-38, Acts 10:44-48, Acts 16:28-33, Acts 19:1-6, and Mark 16:17. These scriptures give witness to water baptism in Jesus' name and receiving the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Jesus told Nicodemus how to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Repeating a sinner's prayer does not bring about that desired result. Neither does quoting Romans 10:9-10, which says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, you have to understand that Romans 10:9-10 is part of an epistle written to the saints. So don't try to get born again in the epistles. These letters were written to those already born again in the book of Acts. That is why there is some confusion on how being born again is to be done. Study the history of the church in the book of Acts. As I've said before, so say I now again. Jesus told Nicodemus how to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Now, Acts 2:38 fulfills what Jesus told Nicodemus. Acts 2:38 says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, not some of you, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay, let's break down Acts 2:38. First thing it says is repent. Here is where you go and say the sinner's prayer. Here is where you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior who died for your sins and mine. That is indeed the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have become a believer. But remember, you don't stop there. Just repenting alone, you got to go further. Now, the other part is, and be baptized, immersed in water, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Here is where you have been born of the water. And then it goes further and says, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Here is where you're born of the Spirit. So here you have it, the water and the Spirit. And you are indeed born again. So marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen.